Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 27, Mbombela 28. The ongoing conflicts in Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo are expected to overshadow deliberations by African leaders as they gather in Ethiopia for the 38th African Union Summit starting today. President Cyril Ramaphosa is also in attendance. Anastasia Mahobu has more.
The summit will focus on justice for Africans and people of African descent through reparations. It seeks to address historical injustices and promote accountability. Key issues on the agenda include the conflict in the eastern DRC, Sudan's civil war, climate change, and the G20 summit. Meanwhile, last week's heads of state summits in Tanzania emphasized an inclusive approach to peace talks, urging the inclusion of the M23 rebels in negotiations. Anastasia Mahobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Now, at the same time, the South African Defence Union says it's not surprised by a call for more funding for the National Defence Force. During the memorial service for the 14 soldiers killed in the DRC, SANDF Chief Rudzani Mpawaya admitted budget cuts are negatively affecting the SANDF's operations. This follows criticism that the SANDF peacekeeping mission in the DRC is not adequately resourced. For more, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. Disappointment deepens over ongoing delays in the Lillian Ngoyi Street rehabilitation project.
We've got an MMC of EISD and we've got an MMC of transport. We've got a chairperson of EISD and we've got a chairperson of transport. These people need to meet and speak. There's nothing difficult there. They just need to meet and speak. So that's the only way we're going to resolve this. Our leaders need to meet and speak. At the end of the day, they need to remember who they are serving. The residents of the city who are not happy with us at the current moment because of the progress we are seeing here today.
That's City of Johannesburg's Council Speaker Nobuhlo Mthembu. She visited the sites in the inner city yesterday.
We don't want anything like this to occur again, whereby residents come to our office directly when we've got people sitting in committees who should be the champions of such matters.
It's been 2 years since a gas explosion ripped through the roadway, killing one person and injuring 40 others. To China now, where an explosion at a shop killed 4 people. The blast occurred last night at a Chinese store. The cause is under investigation. And finally, a 24-year-old Venezuelan man was kayaking in the Straits of Malagan when a whale engulfed him and his yellow kayak. The incident only lasted a few seconds. He was then miraculously let go. The man's father, who was kayaking with him and nearby at the time, recorded the incident. I'm Chanel Sotema, back with more news on Afrikaans at 11.
I saw that video on TikTok, Chanel, and I died. Imagine being swallowed by a whale. It's almost biblical.
Certainly is, Danny.
More music you love on the way. My name is Danny Painter, and I'm coming to you live from Menlyn Mall. Why? Because I am outside the Samsung Galaxy S25 Studio. Now, this phone is insane. I have never seen a phone like this before. This is the perfect personal assistant for anyone. I'm telling you now, this phone, even you can take a picture of the stuff that's in your fridge and ask the AI on the phone to tell you what to make for dinner. It will also tell you what you need to still go and buy, make the list, and remind you while you're at the shops. This phone is really, really cool. Every single one of them. And if you come and step inside the Samsung Galaxy S25 Studio, do the tour. It's such a cool tour. And you got to learn a song, and then you stand a chance to win one of these incredible devices. That's right. Just for experiencing this at Menlyn Mall, at the Samsung Galaxy S25 Studio, you could walk away with the ultimate AI-powered smartphone.
Jacaranda FM. This is the CTM Top 40. Baby. With Danny Painter. CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM.